The Legacy of Esau Edom. To help answer the question of who is Esau Edom, the first necessary step is to examine the racial and genealogical history of Esau and his descendants. Life Antl History of Esau. Esau was the firstborn of Isaac, and thus was heir to the birthright derived from the direct racial lineage of Adam to Noah to Abraham. Thus Esau was racially an Adamite, a Semite, and a Hebrew, the racial stock of the white race. J. Rastaz. Esau despised his birthright, Gen. 25:34, when he sold it to Jacob. He also despised his race by marrying strange women outside of his race. Esau married the daughters of Canaan, a Canaanites, Gen. 28:6, 36, 2, the daughters of Heth, a Hittites, Gen. 26:34, 27, 46, 36, 2, the daughters of Ishmael, Gen. 28:9, 36, 3, the daughters of the Hivites, Gen. 36:2, and had intermarried with the Harites, Gen. 36:19-21. Jasher 30:28. These interracial marriages were a grief of mind to Isaac and Rebekah, Esau's parents, Gen. 26:35. The descendants of Esau from these marriages became known as Edomites, or as Edom, Gen. 36:19. The Edomites also possessed some Israelite blood by intermarriages, as in the case of Solomon, 1 Kings 11:1. Esau and the Edomites dwelt in Mount Seir, Gen. 36:8-9, which God gave to Esau for a possession, Deut. 2:5, Joshua 24:4. This land was also known as Idumea, Lsa 34:6. The land of Edom, Mount Seir, lied south of 5. Woe is Esau Edom. Introduction. The title of this book poses a question which may well prove to be the most important question in understanding the Bible, history and world events. Who is Esau Edom? Esau was the firstborn son of Isaac, who was the son of Abraham, with whom God had made a special covenant with. The Bible story tells us that Esau would have a destiny unique and separate from that of his twin brother Jacob. The dissimilar and conflicting destinies of these two individuals would affect the course of history to the present day. This material presents the strong meat of God's word, which is intended to edify and nourish strong Christians, Heb. 5:12-14. It thus is specifically intended for those who have advanced to the stage of understanding the racial perspective of the Bible. In revealing the mysteries of scripture surrounding Esau Edom, this book deals with history, prophecy, ethnology, providence, symbology, and eschatology. This book traces the life and destiny of Esau and his descendants, the Edomites, and the relationship to Jacob, Israel, to God, to historical and current events, and to other races, plus the place in prophecy and judgment. A main goal of this material is to reveal the plans and ways of God regarding the role of Esau and his descendants in IHE world. Thus, this book may well provide the definitive answers to some of the world's most perplexing questions. 1. Eschatology gives a presentation of ideas regarding the ultimate condition of IHE world and of man as is represented in scripture. Biblically, it includes also ideas regarding events leading to the end. Woe is Esau-ed.om. The Dead Sea, stretching south to its seaport at Elath, Deut. 1:2-2:7b, and included the ravine known as Petra. After the conquest of Judah by the Babylonians, some of the Edomites who had mixed with the Jews in the land resettled with them in Judea, Jer. 40:11-1:2. 2 centuries later, all of Edom was driven out of Mount Seir. The Legacy of Esau Edom. The Edomites were driven from Petra westward by the Nabataeans in 312 BC, and before the middle of the 2nd century BC they were occupying, not only southern Judah, but also Hebron and the country to its north as far as Bet Age Zur. 1 Mac 4:29-5:65.1. The Nabataeans now occupied Mount Seir, and the Edomites were driven into the old territory of Judah. The Maccabean family, a remnant of the true Judahites, had ruled Judea from 166 to 37 AC, and under Judas Maccabee, I Mac 5:3, recaptured the city of Hebron from the Edomites in 164 BC. During the time of John Hyrcanus 135-105 BC, the nephew of Judas, the Judahites were again faced with the hostility of the Edomites. Hyrcanus confronted the Edomites, causing a decisive change in the relations between the two factions. John Hyrcanus conquered the whole of Edorn and undertook the forced conversion of its inhabitants to Judaism, Joseph Ant. Xi 9:1. Thenceforth the Edomites became a section of the Jewish people. Thus, at this juncture of time, the Edomites were then incorporated with the Luish nation, and the country was called by the Greeks and Rhodomans Idumea, Mark E. B. Ptolemy, Geography, V.16. But the tide turned in favor of the Edomite faction when Julius Caesar made Antipater, Lane Edomite procurator of Judea in 47 BC. When Antipater was killed 4 years later, his son Herod gained power but was rejected by the Judahites. Herod shrewdly gained the support of Rome. With a Roman army at his heels, he turned to Palestine, and after a six-month siege, he captured Jerusalem and became king of Judea in 37 BC. Joel D. Davis, A Dictionary of the Bible, 1934, p.332. Encyclopedia Ludaica, Yol 6, 1971, p.378. The New Standard, LCWISH Encyclopedia, L977, p.589, reiterates THC same account. FHE Jewish Encyclopedia, Volume V, L904, p.47. 8L4LHO is Esau Edom. Herod was a shrewd and unscrupulous tyrant, and was despised by the Judahites because he was an Edomite and not Ono of their own stock. Herod hated the people of Judah, and one of his first acts was to execute 45 of the leaders of the old aristocracy to eliminate any rivalry for leadership. Having secured the kingship, Herod next destroyed the priestly line of Hyrcanus, the last being Antigonus, who taunted Herod with his Edomite origin, and asserted that the kingdom should fall on one of the royal family. Finally, he murdered Aristobulus, the last of the Aaronic high priests. Herod then sought to affiliate himself with the high priesthood through marrying Mariam, Aristobulus's sister and the daughter of a high priest. Herod even rebuilt the temple as it was in ruins from repeated sieges, part of which Herod was responsible for by his attack upon the city. The temple of God became in a sense Herod's temple. We thus find that in the years just before the time of Christ, Judea was controlled by an Edomite faction, who usurped the Judahite name, land and heritage. Under Hyrcanus, the Edomites were forced to be part of Judean culture, but under Herod the Herodian faction had control over the Judeans' culture and way of life. Confounding the matter is the fact that some Judahites had intermixed with Edomite, Canaanite and other alien stock at the time they returned from the Babylonian captivity, Ezra 9, 1, 2, nay. 73, 3, 23-25, these mixed-blood people were also hostile toward the Judean Israelites. The land was not the kingdom of Judah, but the nation of the Jews, Judans. Historically, the Edomites became known as Jews, a term derived from Judea, which was derived from the name Judah, being the royal line of Israel, though they were never of Judah or Israel. The legacy of Esau Edom. During Titus's siege of Jerusalem, 66-70 AD, 20,000 Edomites appeared before Jerusalem to fight in behalf of the zealots who were besieged in the temple. About 97,000 inhabitants of Judea were taken captive, and an unknown number had fled either before or during the siege. This is the last mention of the Edomites as a people in history. Yet Bible prophecy indicates that Edom would be an enemy of Israel in latter times. We find that their only connection to a present-day people and religion is with the Jews and Judaism. We thus need to trace back the origin of the Jews to see who they are and how they fit into the nuzzle of who is Esau Edom. The origins of the Jews. The Jews of today fall within two main types, the Sephardic Jew and the Ashkenazi Jew. The Sephardim are LSO known as Spanish Jews and constitute about 5% of the LCWS in the world. The Ashkenazim are the East European LCWS which were found in Poland, Russia, Germany, and Western Asia. This group of Jews make up 90% of the so-called Jews in the world. Many reference and historical sources have unequivocally identified that the bulk of the Ashkenazi Jews WCIE derived from a people known as Chazars or Chazars IRR some texts. The original Jewish Encyclopedia of 1905 revealed that the main stock of the Jews came from this Asiatic people known as Chazars or Chazars. Chazars, a people of Turkish origin whose life and history IRR see interwoven with the very beginnings of the history of the Jews of Russia. Historical evidence points to the RC Sion of the Urals as the home of the Chazars, OLLRCJEWISH Encyclopedia. IHC Jewish Encyclopedia. Volume V, 1904, p.41. Volume IV, 1905, p. 1. 4 Josephus, LRTI Quities of the Luz, Book 14, Chap. 1.5, Para 2. Woe is Esau Edom. MPSH TLTTGLH. DTTT Bulliard of Religions in Europe in the 10th century AD, indicating the extent of the Jews as Charses from the La'ish Encyclopedia, Volume IV, 1905 p. 2. The Charses were a nomadic people who had no traces of Hebraic culture. They had been following a pagan and sex-oriented religion until they had officially embraced Judaism in 740 AD, while rejecting Christianity and Mohammedism. The Jewish author and historian Arthur Koestler also concludes that the majority of East European Jews and hence of world Jewry is of Khazar and not of Semitic origin. In the beginning of his book he states, "The large majority of surviving Jews in the world is of Eastern European and thus perhaps mainly of Khazar origin. If so, this would mean that their ancestors came not from the Jordan but from the Volga, not from Canaan, but from the Caucasus. And that genetically they are more closely related to the Hun, Uigur and Magyar tribes than to the seed of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob. The legacy of Esau Edom." Koestler then devotes the remainder of his 255-page book to Provo this premise. For instance, a record of a letter by a Khazar king shows that he traced his people to Noah's son Japheth, not Shem, and to Japheth's grandson, Togarmah, the ancestor of all Turkish tribes, d. The Khazar government was destroyed by the Slavs of Russia in 1016 AD. Around 1200 AD, the land was invaded by the hordes of Genghis Khan. These two events caused large numbers of Khazars to migrate to Poland and Western Russia, forming the cradle of Western Jewry. There is an abundance of ancient PLQCE names in the Ukraine and Poland which derive from Khazar or Zhid Jews. As the Khazars left the homeland of Khazaria and migrated north and west, they lost the name and became known as IEWs. The Yiddish language and alphabet is not that of the Israelites, Phoenician Greek style, but an amalgamation of Aramaic, medieval German, Slovak and Russian dialects. The best historical evidence, therefore, shows that the Jews are not descended directly from the Israelites of the Bible but derive much of their ancestry from the Khazars and other people of Turkish Asiatic blood. The Khazars are also of Edomite stock and both stocks make up the present-day Jews, as the historian H. G. Wells states. L.H.E.D. means Edomites were made Jews, and a Turkish people Khazars were mainly Luz in South Russia. The main part of Jewry never was in Luda and had never gotten out of Judea. According to the Jewish Encyclopedia, the original stock of the Khazars came from the land of Edom. Koestler op. Cit. p. 72. Ibid. p. 145. H. G. Wells, The Outline of Hastoti, 3rd ed., Macmillan L92L p. 4941L. 10. It. 7. Arthur Koestler, the 13th. Ribe, Random House, L967. PL 7. Hudola LSAULAOM. 77. The Jewish Encyclopedia, Volume IV, 1905 p. 3. The Edomites arrived in Edom Assyria at the end of the 14th and beginning of the 13th century BC. In C. Judaica, Yol 6 p. 372, the New Westminster Dictionary of the Bible, Eder B. Henry S. Gemmon, The Westminster Press, Philadelphia, 1970 p. 418. Flald, History of Israel, J. E. Carpenter, Trans. 1874, Volume 5 p. 239. The Legacy of Esau Edom. When dealing with a people of a mixed racial heritage, it becomes a real quandary to ascertain their origin. The Jews of today are such a people. In fact, the Jews themselves assert they are mongrels because of the original mixed ancestry of the Jews and the subsequent history of intermixture with every people among whom they have lived and continue to live. The anthropologist, Professor Carlton Kuhn, has also demonstrated the admixture of the different Jewish types with other races. He explains that while the Jews cannot be classed as race per se, they are an ethnic group. The Jews form an ethnic group, that like all ethnic groups they have their own racial elements distributed in their own proportions, like all or most ethnic groups they have their look, a part of the cultural heritage that both preserves and expresses the cultural solidarity. They have developed a special racial STB type and a special pattern of facial and bodily expression. When we talk of the racial mixtures that brought about the Jews of today, we must highlight the events surrounding the Babylonian captivity of Judah. The remainder of the Judah nation, which included some of the tribes of Benjamin, Levi, and Simeon, was taken captive by Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. But at the same time, Edom was also put under Babylonian rule, causing some of Tlre Edomites to be brought to Babylon, Jer. 2:7-2-7. when Persia overthrew Babylon, King Cyrus issued a TLC decree, 538 BC, allowing the Judahites to return to the land and rebuild the temple, Ezra 1:1-5. However, only around 50,000 returned to Palestine, Ezra 2:64-65. Some of them had apparently departed to the Kinsmen Inn. LSA Dollar Halley Montagu, Man's Most Dangerous Myth, I-974p.375. Al Carlton S. Kuhn, The Races of Europe, The Macmillan Co., NY-1939p.442. 13. T2. Hasdai ibn Shaprut, who was foreign minister to Abd al-Rahman, Sultan of Cordova, in his letter to King Joseph of the Chazars about 960. Speaks of the tradition according to which the Chazars once dwelt near the Seir Mountains. The Seir Mountains are none other than the original land of Esau Edom. Thus, dwelt Esau in Mount Seir, Esau is Edom, Genesis 36:8. Seir was a mountain range south of the Dead Sea and was also known as the Iand of Edom, Gen. 36:21. The Seir Mountains were the home of the Edomites for nearly a millennium. 12. Thus, it should be no surprise that migrants from that land would recall the name of their original homeland. If the Khazars did originally dwell near the Seir Mountains, then the Khazars, and thus world Jewry, are racially of Edomite stock. But how and when did Edomites get to Khazaria? There is evidence that in the 6th century 8 COTN of the Edomites fled the homeland of Seir and migrated north. After the fall of Jerusalem in 586 BC, the Edomites began to press northward, Ezek 36:5. The extent and ultimate destination of this northward trek is not found in history, but it is likely that it brought some Edomites to the region of Khazaria. The Edomites were also cast out of Palestine and dispersed in different directions in 70 AD, when the Romans sacked Jerusalem. Many thousands of these people are known to have migrated northward to Asia Minor and around the Black Sea region. 14. 13 T4. Who is Esau Edom? Europe. However, many of the Judahites and Benjamites preferred to remain in Babylonia, becoming a part of the indigenous population. Those remaining had intermarried with the Babylonians and Edomites that were in the land and adopted the religion and law, the Babylonian Talmud, which became the foundation for Judaism. These then became the Babylonian Jews. Then, many of the people of the land became IEWs, Esther 8:17. Although they are called Jews, a term which is derived from the word Judah, these people are not true Judahites but became a mixed, a hybridized people, consisting of Edomites, Hittites, Canaanites, Judahites, Babylonians, Ishmaelites, Huns, Khazars, etc. When they migrated to other lands throughout the centuries, they retained their Jew or Judahite identity but brought with them the religion of Babylon. Because of the Jews' mixed ancestry, history is sketchy as to their origins from Japheth, Esau, or other people in the Bible. However, identification of these persons or tribes can also be ascertained by the characteristic prophecies, etc., revealed about them in the Bible. Since Esau Edom is one of the more predominant figures in the Bible, we will endeavor to ascertain his identification and place in historical and current events by these means. All the Lulds A stage. Minus 2. All the Worlds A stage. Al-O-R-L-D Evanels and Problems. There is a great deal of confusion as to the nature of world events. There are mysterious political changes, sudden international conflicts, wars, peace talks, financial upheavals and disasters, government corruption and oppression, problems with churches and schools, a change in moral values, and talk of a new world order. Much of what has happened, and much of what is happening in the world is being misconstrued and are misunderstood by ministers and politicians, statesmen and writers, teachers and historians, and all for the same reason. Lucci's book is intended to shed some light on why most are in ignorance about such things which are or have occurred in the world. In order to help us understand certain historical and current events in the world, let us reflect back on what the great English playwright William Shakespeare once stated, TLTRT, all the world's ASTDGE, and the men and women in it, TTT, trally players. FHIS statement is based on an obvious observation, that CCLL, RIN people and nations appear to be acting out a PLC scribed role in history, as though it were planned in a place, rye. It is as though some persons are races or nations were RS assigned a character role and are destined to follow this role assigned to them while on the earth. 15 T4. T.O. The Jews bear the features of the races Esau intermixed with. I7 T6 Who is Esau Edom? The script. The statement by Shakespeare also has a divine significance to it and a definite scriptural basis, as much of what has happened in the world has been acted out in accordance to God's word and his plan for the world. It is not by accident that certain things happen the way they do or that certain people act the way they do. The plans of God and the providence of God revealed in the Bible are at work in the world. Thus, the Bible is actually much like a script for a play. It is a writing, a type of manuscript from God about certain people and events. It should be noted that the word scripture means anything written. Webster says it comes from the Latin word scribo, meaning to write. The word script comes from the same Latin word and means the same thing. The word scripture, as used in the New Testament, is the Greek word graph, Strong's number 1124, and is derived from the word grapho, number 1125, which means to write or. Point 1. Des and dywrtlng. Thus, in scripture, God is describing things through his messengers by writing. The Bible, then, is much like a script for a play. It describes and contains in its writing those things essential to any production, a play to be acted out on stage. The Bible, being like a script, contains the following attributes of a script. It has a story, or stories to tell. It has an author, which is God. It tells of and describes certain actors or characters and the role in the story. The characters in this script Bible are individuals, nations or peoples. Some have short roles, others long and continuing roles. A stage. It describes certain scenes or events that have a will or are currently transpiring on stage. The stage is, as Shakespeare stated, the world of the earth. This is where everything takes place, or where all acts and scenes are performed. It has a theme or themes which the stories and events revolve around. So the Bible is God's script, a writing of what is to transpire in the world, and identifies the characters involved. The confusion and misunderstanding so many are having with what is going on in the world today is that they don't know who the main characters are, the roles in the script. For instance, imagine yourself watching a play on stage and one character who you believe to be a servant is actually a nobleman. And the actor who appears to be the hero is playing the role of a thief or villain. One character enters on stage and you don't know what role he is following and are unable to identify him as one of the characters in the script. You can see how all the events transpiring on stage right before your eyes make no sense, and any attempt to interpret what is happening and what the play is about could only lead to erroneous conclusions. Even with the script in front of you, the story still would be misconstrued if unable to identify the characters in the play. This same situation exists with many events in the history of the world and how they relate to the Bible. God had chosen certain characters or people to act out certain roles, be part of certain events in the world. Without narrowing who these characters are, not only are the events take place in the world confusing and misconstrued, it will close much of the Bible to true understanding. 1. Strauss's Exhaustive Concordance of the Bible. 1918. Who is Esau Edom? It is critical we understand who the characters are and the proper role in the script. To help clear up the confusion, we will attempt to identify one of the main characters in God's script. That being Esau, or Esau Edom. We can identify who is Esau Edom by reading in the script Bible what was written about him, what he was to be doing on stage earth, what his role was to be, predestination, and what characteristics and attributes were assigned to this actor, prophecy, by the author God. We then need to compare all this to historical and current events and see if any of the persons or nations involved fit the role of Esau Edom or possess any of his attributes. Just like when we see a creature who has a flattened scaly tail, who cuts down trees with its teeth, has thick brownish fur, prodigiously builds dams, has aquatic habits, and is warm-blooded, we can identify it as a beaver. God had assigned these roles and characteristics to the beaver, and they are permanent marks of its identification. In like manner, the script of God reveals certain roles and characteristics surrounding Esau Edom by which we can identify this people. From the foregoing chapter, we have one good clue as to who may occupy the character of Esau Edom, that being the Jewish people. The following material will help to verify this. If we know that one of God's actors, such as Esau Edom, is to perform a certain act or possess a certain characteristic, then when we see someone doing the act or expressing the characteristic, we have identified the actor on stage or in the world. No student of history or modern affairs can appreciate the significance of world events without the knowledge of who is Esau Edom and the connection with Jewry. The characteristics of Esau Edom. 3. The characteristics of Esau Edom. As with any script, the Bible reveals certain traits, attributes, and characteristics of the various actors or characters it talks about. We can thus find in the Bible some attributes and characteristics of Esau Edom, which will help identify who this actor was in history and perhaps in the world today. There is much evidence showing that the seed of Esau may safely be identified with modern Jewry. Edom's symbolic name. The first revealing attribute associated with Esau Edom in scripture is that of a color association with his name. LJSAU Edom is symbolically associated with the color red. Esau was actually born with this attribute, as is described in the account of his birth. And the first Esau came out red, all underscore over like a hairy garment, and they called his name Esau. Either we find that Esau had the physical attribute of LRCing red and hairy, which is contrasted with Jacob's Il Karens, who was a plain man, Gen. 2:5-27. The red olor of Esau was to be a sign that he would later sell his lel right to Jacob for some red pottage. And Esau said to Jacob, "Feed me, I pray thee, with that SIRMC 195. Pottage, for I am faint." Therefore was his name CRRLLCD Edom. ICNCSIS 25:25, ICUSIS 25:30. The word Edom actually means red R, just as the name Esau signifies red. This character thus represents the color red. When we look at the meaning and symbology associated with the color red in both scripture and secular history, we have a better understanding of the nature and identity of Esau Edom, and who he is to be identified with. Here are some illustrations. O red is representative of blood and bloodshed, 2 Kings 3:22. Isa 1:15. O scarlet, a red is symbolic of sin in general, Isa 1:1-8. O the red horse of the book of Revelation signifies war and the ability to cause wars, Rev 6:4. Esau was to be warlike and live by the sword, Gen. 2:7-40. O the anti-Christian, satanic system which ruled Rome was identified as a red dragon, Rev 12:3. Jews are the most anti-Christian people on the face of the earth. Are the great beast of mystery Babylon, which was to stead abominations and death to the whole earth, is scarlet or red in color. And the woman on the beast controlling it is dressed in scarlet, Rev 17:3-4. Jews are the major promoters of the Babylonian religion called Judaism. Are the banking industry, which is a part of Red Babylon's economic control over Christendom, is held by the Jewish banking family of Rothschild, which means Red Shield. Are the red flag symbolizes revolutionary socialism. The socialist movement, from its inception up to the present day, has been largely dominated by Jewish influence. O in the Jewish Kabbalah, red signifies bloodshed and also justice. For the Jew, O the Jewish author and historian Arthur Koestler shows that the Jewish Khazars, from which many Jews are derived, were commonly known as the Red Jews. 3:4. Strong's Exhaustive Concordance, O.T. Number 123. Joso Jacobs, Jewish Contributions to Civilization, Philadelphia, the Jewish Publications Society of America, 1919, p. 306. The Jewish Encyclopedia, Yol. IVP. 178, 1905. The characteristics of Esau Edom. The color of Jewish communism is red, as indicated by such terms as Red Nation, Red Star, Red Square, etc. The Russian Revolution that brought about Red Communism was planned and financed by Jews, and the revolutionary leaders nearly all belonged to the Jewish race. Red, in the West, has become a universal sign for warning a danger. Red Edom communism has proven to be a dancer to the Christian West. The color red is as predominantly associated with the Jews and their activities as it is with that of Esau Edom. Also note that there are no positive or redeeming attributes associated with the color red in connection to Esau or in its association to the Jews. Red is always representative of something bad and negative, such as bloodshed, sins, the Babylonian system, war, communism, etc. Esau Edom and his descendants are docices of these characteristics. Esau hated by God. Perhaps the most unique and unusual attribute possessed by Esau Edom is his adverse relationship with God. The script reveals that God never had any love for Esau as he rlid with Jacob. And in fact, God hates Esau. "I have loved you, Israel, says the Lord, yet you say, how hast thou loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother? Says the Lord, yet I loved Jacob. And I hated Esau, and laid his mountains and his heritage to waste for the dragons of the wilderness, oh. That God's hatred and anger towards Esau Edom is not our one-time event is conveyed in the fact that Edom was the 2L 20. Who is Esau Edom? Arthur Koestler, The 13th Tribe, p. 35, 1976. National Geographic Magazine, Volume 18, Number 5, p. 314, May 1907. Out of 556 important functionaries of the Bolshevik state, 457 were FCWS. Rev. Denis Farhay, The Rulers of Russia, p. 8. Malachi 1:2-3. The characteristics of Esau Edom. 23t, who is Esau Edom? People against whom the Lord has indignation forever, Malachi 1:4. This is no mistranslation, as the same concept is also conveyed in the New Testament, as it was written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated, Romans 9:13. This hatred by God towards Esau is an attribute that the human heart cannot accept or embrace, and therefore many will try to explain it away. Thus scores of theologians have avoided this truth of scripture or have whitewashed it into something more appealing to human nature. God not only hates Esau Edom and is against these people, but refers to them as the people of my curse, LSA 34, 5. This curse is not just on Esau but also his seed and his brethren. But I have made Esau bare. I have uncovered his secret places, and he shall not be able to hide himself. His seed is spoiled, and his brethren, and his neighbors, and he is no more. Among Esau's brethren were the Amalekites, which were descended from one of Esau's grandsons, Gen. 36, 4L2. It was these Edomite kinsmen whom God had sworn war against from generation to generation, Exod 17:16. God's hatred of Edom is not a temporary thing but is perpetual. The doctrine that God loves everyone does not stand up in light of what the Bible has to say regarding God's merciless position towards the race of people called Edom. 10. Although the churches have tried to alter God's true nature, we find that throughout the Bible God's position towards Esau Edom does not change. 9. Jeremiah 49:10. The God of the Bible says, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, SND, I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion, Rom. 9:15. No regard is given to what man thinks on the matter. Therefore thus says the Lord God, surely in the fire of my jealousy have I spoken against the residue of the heathen and against all Idumea. Shall I not in the day, says the Lord, even destroy the wise men out of Edom, and the understanding out of the mount of Esau? Thus says the Lord God, behold, O Mount Seir equals am against YGG, and will stretch out envy hand against foe. There is not one favorable or positive statement in the Bible in relation to Esau Edom. But how does this adverse relationship which God has towards Esau Edom help us to identify who this character is in the world today? To help us answer this, we have to put ourselves into the role which Esau has been assigned in God's script. If God hated UND your ancestors, how would you react and what would you do? By natural reaction you would be against God and Esau's people, and try to prevent them from finding out you rock Esau, the one God is against, knowing that if God is against something, so will his followers. Who is it that tries to conceal their identity as Edom, TLC, one hated by God, by claiming to be Israel, the one IOVCD by God? Only one group of people reacts as though IOD has a hatred for them, that is the Jews. Why do you suppose the Jews form organizations, such as the Anti-Defamation League, to monitor and combat hate and to identify hate groups? Would not Esau want to do this? Why is it that it is predominantly Jews who promote the anti-hate laws and other hate crime legislation? If you were Esau Edom, would you not do the SRNRO? An Edomite would also want to infiltrate churches. Ulliskiel 36, 5. Badiah 1, 8. Skeciel 35, 3. 24. Who is Esau Edom? And seminaries to get God's people to believe that there is no God of hate, only a God of love and mercy, the Jews have done just that in Christendom. The Edomite Jews of today are the main ones who are concerned about hate, and with good reason. They are desperately trying to suppress all hate, even any acts or words that could be construed as causing mental anguish. In response to the role as being the people against whom the LZRDHDS indignation forever, the Jews have made the concept of hate a taboo. The Jew Elie Wiesel stated on public television that even hate of hate is dangerous, t4. This is an example of how paranoid the Edomite Jews are regarding God's hatred of them, and the lengths they will go to eliminate from the minds of God's people any aspect of the idea of hate. Yes, God hates and has indignation for the Edomite Jews, and if any dare take God's side on this matter, they will be met with great opposition and persecution from those who believe the Edomite Jews are God's chosen people. 7e. L. Euro N. Ting N. Lending and C. V. Loan, Advance, Accommodation, Mortgage Euro and C. 771. Investment. Pawn Shop, Spout, My Uncles. Lender, Pawnbroker, Money Lender, USQV Lend, Advance, Loan, Accommodate W. 819. Par dot Cernini N. Darsimony, Parsunonlessness, Stu, A Liberality, Avarice, Tenacity, Avidity, Rapacity. Pawn and C. Stinginess and C. D1R, Extortion, Venality. Cupidity, Selfishness and C. 94J. Miser. Nyagard, Churl. Screw. Tightwad. Slinf.nl. Grub, Lickpenny, Curmudgeon, Harpy, Extelio. EY. In EWO entries here taken from an Eaglish Dictionary of Synonyms. Published in 1957, Penguin Books, London, LT9-19, TI1RITL2 Negative Contexts. Lane Later Editions, Jew-S had these. Eulenti6NT removed because they promoted bait of the Jew. The Schachtophysics of Esau Edom. No Edomite civilization. As Esau and Jacob grew, the different natural C endowments began to be displayed in the dissimilar aptitudes and pursuits. The way of life was to be a consequence of their inborn characteristics. The Bible describes Esau as being a cunning hunter, a man of the field, Gen. 25:27. This reveals the nomadic characteristics of Esau as opposed to the more domesticated IRND home-settled nature of Jacob, who would be dwelling in tents or in houses and communit IEs, Gen. 25:27. Frenton says Jacob would be a stayer in the tent, th, us indicating he would not live a wandering nomadic life but have a permanent home, a land. But a hunter's life is one of uncertainty and hardship, always wandering to and fro, ncver having a settled existence. Like the legendary wandering Jew, the Edomites are cursed to be continually loaming the earth without end. The Jew has been a wanderer and a nomad nearly all of his existence. The greatest extent of a Jewish nation was LHO Khazar Kingdom. Arthur Koestler, speaking of the Khazars, says that they were a nomadic people, and that compared to other nomadic empires, it occupies an intermediary position in size and degree of civilization. R. Esau's dwelling was to be far away from the fertility of the RTRTH, Gen. 27:39 NAs. V. Moffat Trans, AL. Like the .LCW, Esau never had a home in a rich and fertile land. The Lelamite's original nation, Mount Seir, was a rocky and Cal, Rus country, and God later made it even more desolate. LSO Edom shall be a desolation, everyone that goes by it shall LR astonished, and shall hiss at all the plagues thereof. To. L. Arthur Coester, The 13th Tribe, p.17-19. TRL Chromia 49:17. 14 in the TV special Beyond Hate, hosted by Bill Moyers, 1990. 1. 26. Who is Esau Edom? The desolation that God brought upon the race and nation of Edom was to be a permanent condition regarding the prosperity and civilization of this people. After God had made Edom's original nation desolate, they will no longer have any great nation or cities of its own. 2. Son of man, set thy face against Mount Seir, and prophesy against it. 3. And say unto it, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, O Mount Seir, I am against thee, and I will stretch out my hand against thee, and I will make thee most desolate. 4. I will lave thv cities waste, and thou shalt be desolate, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord. 9. I will make thee a perpetual desolation, and thv cities shall not return, uao, tra tno, asterisk, ttrutfuth. Tone. The promise is quite clear that the desolate condition of the Edomite nation was to be perpetual. Its cities would never exist again, not at its old site and not at a new location. In fact, any attempt by Edom to build up its nation or cities would fail. Whereas Edom says, We are impoverished, but we will return and build the desolate places, thus says the Lord of hosts, They shall build, but I will throw down, and they shall call them, the border of wickedness, and the people against whom the Lord hath indignation forever. L8. I. 7. Ezekiel 35, 2, 3, 4, 9. I. 8. Malachi 1, 4. The characteristics of Esau Edom. God's position towards Edom in this regard was not going to change, and it would forever prevent Edom from establishing a civilized nation. The Jews are perhaps the only race that has never had a land or a nation of their own. Even the most primitive tribes have their own land and nation. The Jews, however, are a parasitic people, who roam the civilized world seeking a host nation they can subsist on and prosper at the expense of others while contributing nothing. To quote the Jew Samuel Roth, "Our major vice of old, as of today, is parasitism. We are a people of vultures living on the labor and the good nature of the rest of the world. What a sorry spectacle the Jew makes on this continent which he pretends to have enriched. Not only does he fail to contribute any glamour, culture and art to the scene. He does not even contribute manpower. He does not dig wells, plow fields, forge skyscrapers, lay bricks, cut out trenches, spin wheels, bake dough, fell trees, pack tin cans, sweep streets, heave coal, fire furnaces, weave cloth, dig subways, raise ramparts, wall floods, rivet bridges, hinge gates, or fight fires. Towards the manpower of America, Jewry contributes only that which it catches in its own sweatshops, as in so many rat traps. Set. By itself, it seems to be part of the Jew's unwritten code that he should never work. Unless something happens to change his vision, IVCN tour to add that he never will either. I cannot find landing of value that Jews have created in the 250 years RCSI dense on LHE American continent RV. IT takes work and labor to build and maintain a civilization. It is the Jews' fate, as bearers of the blood and RLRR characteristics of Esau Edom, to lack the essential attributes RRCTTLED to create and build a civilization of their own. The LWS are so barren in these qualities of industry and labor RLIRL-oven in an established civilization they will rarely. SRIN Rule Roth, Jews Must Live, LT.14 pp.56, 101, 108. The Wandering Jew, as portrayed by R.H.E. Jew Nahum Zemek in The Tumor, the ETC Mal Jew in the Hebrew Theatre Moscow, 1922. The Charicola was said to be cursed by Jesus to wander the earth without hope of rest. The character role is not only an epitome of the Jews as a whole, but also of the biblical characters Esau and Cain, Gen. 40 L2, 25127. The Golden Hind Press, New York. Who is Esau Edom? Exercise them, their inclination is towards occupations of a more parasitic nature, such as lawyers and bankers. The genius of the Lu is to live off people, not off land, nor off the production of commodities from raw material, but off people. Let other people till the soil, the Lu, if he can, will live off the tiller. Let other people toil at trades and manufacturers, the Lu will carrot exploit the fruits of the work. That is his peculiar genius. Due to this inherent characteristic of the Jew, there is no such thing as a Jewish civilization or even a Jewish nation. Wherever Jews exist in a large concentration, that area becomes run down and desolate like a ghetto. In fact, the word ghetto is synonymous with the Jews. Ghetto, section of a city in which Jews lived. In the early Middle Ages, the segregation in separate streets or localities was voluntary. The reason generally given for compulsory ghettos was that the faith of Christians would be weakened by the presence of Jews. Regardless of the living conditions that existed in a ghetto, when the Jews inhabited them, they never got better but only worse. This is the fruit of Jewish law and of the Jewish mind. As descendants of the predatory Edomites, the Jews seem to have been unable to boast of anything worthy of the name of culture. Although the Jews have appeared in the histories of other nations throughout the centuries, they were never able or willing to establish a nation of their own. They remain forever desolate in this regard. The only way the Jews got possession of Palestine was by using other people to steal it from the Turks and Arabs for them. The so-called Israeli state is nothing but a parasitic state, since it is 20 the international Lou, the world's foremost problem, Dearborn. Publishing Co., -1921, volume 2, p.31. 2i The Columbia Encyclopedia, 2nd ed., 7950 p., 772. The Characteristics of Esau Edom. Occupied by parasites. The Jews get billions of dollars from Germany as reparations and restitution payments for its alleged war crimes against Jews. They get billions more every year from the United States. It has to steal or buy technology from Western nations as the Jews have not the creativity to develop their own. The Jewish state of Israel would collapse in a minute without the continued support, protection and assistance from Jacob Israel, the white nations of Christendom. It is not, never has been, and never will be a self-sustaining nation. The curse of desolation brought upon Esau is apparent in every civilization which the Edomite Jews exist. The signs of the peculiar characteristic of desolation is readily seen. The Luish idea has a tremendous infiltrating force and a serious degenerative power. It is a powerfully disintegrating ingeluence. It eats the substance out of the civilization which it attacks, destroys its moral vitality, throws down its reverence, saps its respect for authority, casts a shadow on every basic principle. This is the way the Jewish idea works in American civilization. They have built their institutional power upon the exact opposite of the Mosaic law. The fact is that the Jews were known only as destroyers in our ancient history, not creators. They have developed no science, have produced no art, have built no great cities, URTL alone have no talent for the finer things of civilized life. LLR, Jews claim to be the torchbearers of civilization, but I Luau the parasitic habits have deteriorated a destroyed CVCRY nation in which they have existed in large numbers. Bad figs and fruit. When the house of Judah was broken in pieces, those ILRRL God regarded as good figs in Jerusalem were TLR, solved in the Babylonian captivity, Jer 2:4-5-6. But the 29:28. LLTRL to notional IEW, Dearborn Pub, T922, YOL. IYP.227. 31:30 Woe is Esau Edom. Bad figs, who were very evil, and had adopted the Canaanite ways, God said he would scatter them into all the kingdoms of the earth for the hurt to be a reproach and proverb, 0. Taunt and a curse. In all places where I shall dive them, Jer 24:9. Nothing more accurately describes the characteristics of the Jews and the effect they have had on other peoples in the past 2,000 years. They continually do ungodly works producing no good fruit. Some of the bad figs of Judah remained in the city of Jerusalem after the captivity by Nebuchadnezzar, 2 Kings 25:22. These post-captivity inhabitants of Jerusalem were joined by Hittites, Egyptians, Edomites, etc. When the good fig people of Judah, Benjamin and Levi returned to the land, many fell under the influence of the bad figs. Edom's poisonous sap, infused into the rebuilt nation of Judah, made it sterile forever, so that it bore no fruit of figs. These people are thus represented in the drama of the barren fig tree which Jesus cursed, saying, "Let no fruit grow on thee henceforward forever." Matt 21:19. Thus this fig tree, like the Jews, it represents was to be FGLGYGL fruitless. Jesus had referred to these bad figs and the distinguishing characteristics on several occasions. He also said, "You shall know them by the fruits." Even so every good tree brings forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree brings forth evil fruit. Matt 7:6-1:7. The seed of Esau and the cursed Judahites masquerading under the name of Judah have been revealing who they really are by the bad fruits and barrenness in doing the will of God. They have lost all blessings of the birthright by the condemnation which God placed upon them. Perpetual characteristics. It should be understood that whatever characteristics, roles, or attributes the Bible reveals about Esau, Jacob, or any other character, they are the characteristics of Esau Edom, transmitted to the descendants, just like with the beaver. Thus the roles, prophecies, attributes and aptitudes of Esau and Jacob are personified in the descendants today. Just like the characteristics and roles of the old city of Babylon were transmitted to its succeeding kingdoms Persia, Greece and Rome, individuals transmit their characteristics to the successors, thus a descendant, a successor of Esau Edom, will possess the roles and attributes of its ancestor. We can identify Edom today and in history as the Jews because they are the ones that are cursed and rejected by God, and are the ones who despise every godly thing as did LLSAU. The hatred and desire for revenge Esau had towards LRCOB can be found in the Jews' attitude toward the white Christian people. The red symbology of Esau Edom has lulled the descendants down to the red revolutionary LRWS. The curse of a desolate nation God put upon Edom is clearly evident in the Jewish people. They are, forever, the destitute of good works like the barren fig tree Jesus cursed. When God assigned specific characteristics and roles to RSLU, Jacob, and other characters, he established a pattern RVL which the descendants would follow. Since each character or IRCC retains these characteristics, they tend to repeat their LRR story. As we observe this drama unfolding on stage, we are CLLRAT, the Jews are repeating the life and events and roles LIISAU Edom. When a symbol, attribute, or characteristic is established LR scripture, it does not change. Like any other symbol, it UNOVCRB understood if its meaning were to change. LRRS characteristics are thus permanent and perpetual LRRLILS sign to him by God. Just as any writer of a play RLRRLRRS sign and actor the roles and attributes he must follow RRLRTL out on stace. 32 Illo is Esau Edom. 4. The ancient high places. Much of the world seen today seems to be centered in the region of the Middle East or the area of Palestine. This land is significant from an historical and biblical perspective since it is the land of the Bible and was the ancient site where Israel once lived. But what is its significance today? There are many references to the ancient high places in the Old Testament. The high places were sites of preeminence in the land, such as centers of worship, places of sacrifice, offerings and prayer, and sanctuary sites. 1 Sam 9:12-14, 1 Chron 16:39, 1 Kings 3:2-4, Isa L 6:12, Lev 26:30-31, Amos 7:9. Jerusalem was a high place, Micah 1:5, as was Jibin, 1 Chron 21:29. These high places in Palestine were thus the center of attention and the most important areas of the land. While these places were the center of attention during biblical times, the events surrounding the Jewish occupation of Palestine has apparently led many to believe they are still relevant today as in the days of old. How does the Jewish occupation of Palestine help in the identification of Esau Edom? Let's reflect upon the biblical maxim that what is popular among men is not representative of the ways of God, Isaiah 55:8. The common or popular doctrine among men is that the Jews are Israelites, and as such they must return to Palestine to fulfill Bible prophecy. This erroneous concept has become known as Zionism, which has developed into a political movement for the benefit of the Jew. Altawe the term. The ancient high places. Zionism is derived from the biblical word Zion. We must distinguish between what the Bible says about Zion from the popular concept known as political Zionism. The Bible and Zion. Zion, or Mount Zion, was the highest of several hills on which Jerusalem was built, and thus represents the greatness and majesty of Jerusalem. Zion was originally a Jebusite stronghold which David had captured and was thus called THC, City of David. 2 Sam 5:7, 1 Chron 11:5. It was Ephrori at Mount Zion that David brought the Ark of God. 2 Sam 6:12-18. Zion was the seat of David's rule. It was where his house or palace was erected and where the tabernacle was first set up. Zion thus became a sacred site and regarded by God as Nry, Holy Hill of Zion, PSA 2:6, and collided Zion, my El Roli Mountain, Joel 3:17. The gates of Zion were loved Lry God more than all others in Israel, PSA 8:72, and it is TLRC place where God dwells, PSA 9:1J 68:16 132:1-3 Joel 17:2L. Zion was thus the highest and most sacred of TLRC ancient high places. Prophetic Zion. Much is spoken of Zion within the area of prophecy. The term Zion is frequently used as the title Lord Jerusalem as a whole in its quality as a holy city, Isa. Re LTI 10:24-30:19 PSA 48:2-1II2. In Isaiah 52, Zion RSRISCD in a prophetic sense and is compared to the New LCRLR Salem of Revelation 21:2-27 as the beautiful city in NL rich the unclean and ungodly and not allowed to enter it are in LE land of this prophetic Zion a Jerusalem which God LRRS promised to gather together his people Israel. L will take you Israel, one of a city and two of a family, TTRLI will bring you to Zion L. TLC LC Mia 3:14. 35:34 Woe is Esau Edom. Location of Zion. Zion, a Jerusalem of prophecy, was also to be in captivity, LSA. 52:2. It was to be in pain and trouble and thus needing to be delivered or redeemed from the hands of its enemies, Micah 4:9-10. This Zion is thus not some heavenly abode, a spiritual city. It is to be a physical place on earth. An indication of where this gathering of the Israel people would be was revealed in a prophetic promise to David, where God said, "Moreover, I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, that LHEY may dwell in a place of their own, and move no more." Note that this planting of Israel is something God will do, not has done. To help identify where this place of regathering would be, we need to ask, where was David when these words were spoken to him? He was sitting in Mount Zion of Old Jerusalem, thus God was not referring to that geographical area as the land where he would plant Israel. God said he was going to plant Israel in another place, and was not going to bring them back to the ancient high places in Palestine, for once they were planted in this new place they were to move no more. That there would be a new Zion is indicated by the phrase daughter of Zion Isa. 1:8 LSA. 62:1:1 Jer. 4:31 Lam. 1:6 Mike. 4:8:10 Zeph 3:14 Zek. 2:T09:9 This was to be the successor of the old Zion and therefore was not the old city of Jerusalem. Based upon the biblical identification of the white European people as being God's true and literal Israel people, the nation of America has often been recognized as this Zion of prophecy or the New Jerusalem. The biblical proofs are overwhelmingly in favor of America and not Palestine as this Zion where Israel is to be placed or gathered. The following are some of these proofs. The ancient high places. The land Israel was to be gathered into is described as a wilderness, or an undeveloped land, but with their arrival, it shall blossom abundantly, as God gives it vineyards, or abundance, Isa. 35:1-2, Hos. 2:14-15. Palestine was never a wilderness and it never blossomed abundantly. God was to make Zion's wilderness like Eden, Isa. 51:3. This is exactly what happened in America, which had attained great material blessings and the highest living standards. O Zion was to be a land from sea to sea, Zech. 9:10 PSA. 72:8. America is bordered by two great seas or oceans, Palestine is not. In the land where God shall assemble the outcasts of Israel, and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth, Jesus Christ was to be set up as an ensign for God's people, Isa. 11:1-12. In the state of Israeli, even the mention of Jesus Christ is prohibited. America is the only nation that was ever legally established as a Christian nation. O Israel's restoration was to take place in a land, afar or very far off, where they would look upon Zion, Isa. 33:1-3-20, Jer. 30:10. Since this was spoken in Palestine, it could not include Palestine. Zion was to be bountiful in produce and resources, as indicated by its wheat, oil, flocks, herds, corn, and a land as a watered garden, Jer. 3:12-JOEI 2:1:51:9:23-26. Ehes is a good prophetic description of America, while Palestine is rather barren in such resources. RFHE New Jerusalem was to be inhabited as towns without walls for the multitude of men and cattle El Hire, Zech. 2:4. Old Palestine is full of walled cities. OFHE New Jerusalem was to be a very large land, as indicated by the need for an angel to measure it with its length and width being 12,000 furlongs, Zech. 2:1-2, Rev. 21:15-16. The cheese could hardly be referring to little Palestine. IHCIE and many other earmarks of the Zion of prophecy are now Jerusalem in the Bible, which indicate it was not to LRIR the ancient land of Palestine. However, all such signs, 1, Lif America. Thus, not all prophecies regarding Zion are 2 Samuel 7:10 and 1 Chronicles 17:9. See also LSA 49:20. 37:36 Laho is Esau Edom. Jerusalem are in reference to the old land of Palestine. Nor are they referring to a heavenly abode, but, like the old Zion and Jerusalem, is earthly and physical. Only America fits the Zion of Bible prophecy. God had cast out his people from the old land for their apostasy, never to return. So what then is all the commotion and fuss for having Jews in Palestine? What is the significance of the Jews occupying the ancient places of the Bible? To answer this, we need to understand what is Zionism and who is behind it and why. Political Zionism. Zionism has its roots in a Jewish messianic movement that seeks to establish an independent Jewish state through which the Messiah, the Jewish people as a whole, could rule the world. The place that they decided to occupy was Old Palestine. The modern term Zionism first appeared at the end of the 19th century, denoting the movement whose goal was the return of the Jewish people to Eretz Israel, Palestine. It was coined by Nathan Birnbaum _ a Jew in his journal Selbstemanzipation, April 1, 1890. The term Zionism, as used by Birnbaum, was intended to express a political orientation toward Palestine, as he spoke of a national political Zionist party. This concept was different from the prevailing philanthropic approach. Before this time, it was thought practical that the Jews, being a scattered and integrated people, should have a homeland of their own, and humanitarian pleas were made in this regard. It was at this time that some theologians started supporting the idea as being a fulfillment of Bible prophecy. The actual transition of Zionism from its practical and philanthropic aspect to its political, economic, and military. The ancient high places. Objectives clearly developed with the efforts of the Jewish Zionist leader Theodor Herzl. Herzl argued that the Jews of Western Europe, even after receiving equal rights, had been unable to assimilate, LND still comprised a nation within a nation. Herzl warned that Jews would be pushed into the arms of the socialist revolution, and the stability of the present order would LRC severely undermined. It was therefore incumbent upon the states of Europe to assist in establishing a Jewish state and assuring it of international legitimation. In response to the Jewish Zionist efforts, there was an offer made by the British government in 1903 for a Jewish SRLF governing Settlement in Tiganda, East Africa. 5. The Zionists look back at this measure, RS1, which nearly wrecked the Zionist movement. 6. In another crossover to appease the Zionists, TLRE British Colonial Secretary RGRCED to give the Jews the British-held Sinai Peninsula, the IRLRish project, but this, too, came to naught. A plan to make Madagascar a Jewish nation also generated no LCWISH interest. Clearly, not all Jews were in favor of the Zionist plans, as they viewed Herzl as somewhat deranged, leading IIL Articlopedia of Jewish History, Masada Pub, Israel, 1986, p. 120. ILTL to National Jewish Encyclopedia, ed. Rabbi Ben Isaacson, Ictus Hall, N.J., 1973, p. 142. Pounded. LRT Encyclopedia of Jewish History, p. 120, Note 5. 3. Encyclopedia Judaica, Yol. 16, 1971, p. 1032. 39-38. Who is Esau Edom? Rabbis feared that Herzl's ideas would provoke a new wave of antisemitism. They denounced the Jewish state concept in pamphlets and at conferences. 8. Likewise, when Napoleon, years earlier, gave invitation to the Jews to settle in Jerusalem under his aegis, it aroused no Jewish interest. 9. Why then were the leaders of the Zionist movement insistent upon a Jewish state in Palestine and nowhere else? If half of Europe would have been offered to these Zionists, they would still rather have the small barren land of Palestine. Why? It is partly because the Jews are incapable of existing on their own, but in Palestine they could draw Christian support as God's chosen people, returning to Zion. There would clearly be great political and financial leverage to be had by possessing the ancient high places of the true Israel people. The leaders of Edom did have a plan. As the counterfeit Israel people, they could use their cover to fulfill Edomite goals, not Israelite ones. Zionism is the best advertised of all present Jewish activities and has exerted greater influence upon world events than the average man realizes. Because of the admixture of the religious sentiment, it will be rather difficult for certain class of people to scrutinize modern political Zionism. They have been too well propagandized into believing that political Zionism and the Relui promised by the prophets are the same thing. Lo, now at the turn of the century, the time was right for a change. A great and significant scene was about to unfold on center stage that was to be in line with God's script, and the Zionist Jews were to be characters in that script, acting out the role of Esau, not Jacob. 8. Encyclopedia of Jewish History, p. 120, Note 5. 9. The Jewish Encyclopedia, F.T.K. and Wagnalls, Volume 12, 1905, p. 668. 10. The International Jew, Dearborn Pub. 1921, Volume 3, p. 114. The Ancient High Places. Al-Ord War I and the Balfour Declaration. The area of Palestine had been under the control and rule of Turkey or its Ottoman Empire, which had existed since 1299 AD. In 1882, Edmund Rothschild, a duke, began financing a Jewish society which attempted the in-migration of a considerable number of Jewish settlers into Palestine, prompting the Turkish authorities immediately to publish orders to forbid further entry. L1. On May 17, 1901, Herzl met with the Turkish Sultan regarding Zionists' plans and terms for a Jewish national FOME in Palestine, and an agreement was made. Herzl immediately went to London, where he spoke with much confidence of the success of his mission with the Sultan and RSKED the Jewish people for F1,500,000 for the purpose of obtaining the charter. but the Jewish people kept silent. 12. Although the Jewish population in general had no interest settling in Palestine, the Zionists persisted. This disinterest stems from the bulk of Jewry being ignorant of their own religion, and what the Talmud and TLTC protocols have to say regarding world control, the exons of Zionism. Political Zionism is part of the Jewish archigen as revealed by Rabbi Stephen S. Wise in stating, Zionism is Judaism, and Judaism is unthinkable without Zionism. L.O. established the political goals. The Zionists needed a political change in the Palestinian territory, and there is rowing that can cause political change more assuredly than WIR. The international Zionists, bankers, and plutocrats. TL 1. L. NTYC LO PEDIA IUDAICAI 971 YOL 16 P 1039 LLTR Jewish Encyclopedia 1905 YOL 12 P 676 Lewes Encyclopedia of United States History Harper and Brothers Iblishes 1912 Volume X Zionists Who is Esau Edom? Thus instigated the Balkan War, 1912-13, which brought a revolt against Turkey, weakening it and causing it to lose some of its territory. The Balkan crisis was like a powder keg in the European arena, and its repercussions helped to precipitate World War I on July 28, 1914. It was necessary to bring Turkey in on the side of Germany and the Central Powers, because the Zionists knew that an Allied victory was expected to result in major territorial changes in the Ottoman Empire, of which Palestine was a part. L4. On Turkey's entry into the war, arch-Zionist and Jew Chaim Weizmann commenced a political campaign on behalf of Zionism. During this period, 1915, Weizmann met with Britain's first Lord of the Admiralty, Arthur Balfour, explaining to him the historical roots of Zionism. Balfour was willing to help promote the idea of restoring the Jewish homeland in Palestine if it was liberated from the Turks. The following year, 1916, several developments that greatly advanced the cause of Zionism took place. There was a strange cabinet crisis in December, 1916, after which Lloyd George became Prime Minister and Arthur Balfour, Foreign Minister. Both these men and some of their immediate subordinates were outspoken supporters of Zionist aspirations. L6. With pro-Zionist individuals now controlling British affairs, it was essential that Britain prevailed in the war so Turkey could be conquered and its Ottoman Empire overthrown. The international Zionists agreed to bring the 14 Encyclopedia of Zionism and Israel, ed. Raphael Partai, McGraw-Hill. NY, 1971, volume. IP, 103, 15 Joan Comer, W.O.'s Woe in Lewish History, Q 97, p.73. 76 Encyclopedia of Zionism and Israel, Yule, p.104. The Ancient High Places. United States into the war to help bail out Britain. Through the insistence of his intimate advisor, Zionist agent Colonel Edward M. House, Woodrow Wilson brought the U.S. into the war in April 1917. The British forces took possession of Palestine from the Lurks in 1917. Though the war persisted, the Zionists were pressuring the Ilritish to formally issue a declaration. LHAT stated Great Allah it and favored the establishment in Palestine of a national home for our LTC Lewish people. N July 18, 7917 L. Ord Lionel Walter Rothschild submitted a draft R. Loclaration to 4 Expressrig to him what THC Zionists WANTRL. Later Balfour RRLRL rest the Kittish War. RRL renit on the matter, and at that meeting the declaration RVRRS adopted. 2 days later, on November 2, 1917, Lord ILRRI Lira wrote a letter to Lionel Rothschild, enclosing a copy RLTLRC declaration and requesting him to communicate it to TLRT Zionist Federation. This became known as the LLTTILLT Your Declaration. IORTB. CLLFLCE. Novo MBS RRAD. 1917. D. Euro A. IORD Reuschild. IHE 1 OLNUCL PLOSUO LANE CONSULNG TO YOU ON TOHAF OF LRS MAJORCIES GOVERMOT, RO FOLLOWING D. SFOTLON OF S. LIPET YWLTHJ. PREB Z. RONDI TERPRETLON. DHLCLR HAS BEEN SUBHAL ED TO AHD APROVOD LI LLIE CABINET. FLRSMDJ6ATY 6 Cov Euro Room NT VRDWELRT Laval Row 6 Stable 6 Near Lane Pal 6 Stone 10 O of AOTL Hodo Laurel NR Jalsh 6 OPL 6 and W1LT USOLHELR Best on Duvords 2 LACLLTL Low LH 6 ACLTL 6 Vemo I of TNL 5 Object RTB 0 LNA Tuli Undersrud Tha Noi HTDA Bal UD Dodo ULR LCH My 0 RCJ UDL CDI HDC RVLL and IOLO LGHLSOT 6 FLSL 1 nanogram non-ship TS